Move 96.7 FM.
I'm so glad he made it back in time, and I had to absolutely grab him before he leaves for the day. It's our future media news editor, David Bishop, who's in for In Focus with David Bishop.
Hello.
There is only really one topical thing happening in the country today.
The strike vote. I was sort of thinking, because it hasn't happened yet. We don't know if it's going to happen.
but they are voting.
Civil servants are voting, yeah. Today and tomorrow they're going to be voting on whether or not they should go on strike.
And this is nationwide.
It would be a nationwide vote. So one of the sort of elements of this is that all the government schools are obviously closed today and tomorrow. So a lot of people at the office are saying, why didn't this happen when I was at school? Why didn't we get nice extra long weekends? The kids will make up for it.
Also, the other thing is the cost of living was different back then.
Yeah, exactly.
If you look at back in the day, how many teachers, nurses, bus drivers, whatever, well, excluding bus drivers, of course, could afford to buy a home. It's the cost of living that's the issue, you know?
Yeah, now, I mean, everyone is suffering. Obviously, a lot of people, a lot of analysts saying there just isn't money. And I mean, that is one of the sad realities that we're facing is, even if you go on strike, government doesn't have the money, essentially. Or they say, and that's where it becomes contentious a bit. A lot like what's going on in the United Kingdom with the rail strike, because there it's private rail companies, obviously not government.
Right.
But they're also saying, we don't have any money. And much like the unions in the UK are saying, well, if you didn't have any money, how did you pay such nice bonuses and make so much profit that you can't actually pay your workers? And that's what some people are sort of pointing to here as well. And saying, yes, times are tough. Yes, you know, these people haven't received salary increases in 7 years. In that space of time, though, have ministers received pay increases?
How about it?
And that's where the problem comes again. And it becomes that sort of disparity of certain people have gotten increases, other people haven't gotten increases. And now when those people who haven't gotten increases are saying, we want to, you're saying we don't have any money.
I think you brought up a very crucial point, because when we talk about our government wage bill, yes, it is an issue. But the thing is, the money doesn't seem to trickle down to those actually providing the crucial services like our teachers. And if anybody asked me today, which is the most underpaid profession, I would 100% say teachers, sensei teachers. And I would say they would be deserving, because the cost of living and the job that they do deserve a raise, and government needs to figure it out.
Yeah, something has to be done. We can't sit and wait for oil and green hydrogen to solve all our problems somewhere down the line. And yeah, government wage bill has been something we've been talking about for ever and ever and ever.
But it's who's getting the money in government.
Exactly.
And that is the issue.
It's certain other arguments that people have had as well. And you say, well, we can't cut the government wage bill because, yes, we don't want to get rid of teachers. We don't want to get rid of nurses. We don't want to get rid of the police, because we do need those people and they do need to pay. But do we need to have presidents and deputy presidents and prime ministers and deputy prime ministers and ministers and deputy ministers and executive directors?
I'm just going to give you a round of applause, David, because you hit the nail on the absolute head. I think 100% of Namibians are sharing this sentiment. You know, nobody, I think, could disagree with teachers actually earning a living wage. Nobody could disagree with that. But then again, if we look at our government structures and deputy president, vice president.
Yeah, and we did have talk about, and yes, there were some mergers of ministries, mm-hmm. and they were talking about, you know, making a smaller executive level of government, and so some ministries were merged, but it wasn't quite, I mean, the same, again, we often draw parallels with South Africa, the same was said there, they were going to cut back the size of the government, and there it didn't actually happen the way that they'd said it would happen either. We had that slight reduction of government, and some ministries were merged, but you didn't really see any sort of major reduction in the size of government in terms of ministries and all of those executive functions.
I was just looking years ago, we were doing comparisons with countries with larger populations than ours, right? We're 2.8 million people. Mm. And ours was literally far more inflated than countries like, for example, we just took India was an example, compared to their level of population and the number of people that they have in government. Ours was much larger if you look at the ratio and in comparison. So maybe that's something that we need to take a look at. The administration of government, therein lies the problem, I think, with regards to the wage bill. And I think you've hit the nail on the head. Thank you so much. You've just gotten me excited. And if you, you know, ran for president. I'll vote for you tomorrow.
No, thanks.
That was our Future Media News editor. We'll obviously be keeping an eye on things as they unfold.
We will do.
And the vote being done manually, Gwyn Lister brought up the pointers.
Yeah, that was interesting as well that I saw, you know, that the other argument of why do we have to close schools when we could vote electronically?
I mean, SurveyMonkey, there are all sorts of things where you could actually vote online and school could have continued. They could have taken 5 minutes on a smartphone device and voted electronically and the figures would have come out much, much quicker. But we're doing it manually nationwide, so that's a little strange. I don't want anyone to ever talk about Fourth Industrial Revolution until we get that right. Thank you, David. That was David Bishop with In Focus, our Future Media News Editor.